Hello. So I create TikTok videos that are all about self-development, positivity, and just adding little reminders into people's days. I started my own self-development journey about 3 years ago, but as anyone knows, if they are into healing, obviously it never ends. It's a bit of a snowball. Once you start, you can't stop. So it started 3 years ago, and then I just fell in love with it. I did a life coaching course, which really was able for me to develop my own abilities, which was really good. And then I just found this passion within speaking to a camera. So I've been doing TikTok now since August. So not the longest of time, but in the time I have been doing it, I've had such amazing feedback and I really enjoy it. And I really just love doing it.
What motivates you currently to create the TikTok centered around like personal growth and stuff? Is it that constant want and desire to be better yourself, but also help other people?
Yeah. So I feel like the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because as someone who used to be in the dark, and when you are in a dark place, it just feels like there's no way out and it feels like you're drowning. And I feel like the videos I make are the videos that I wish somebody had made when I was going through a rubbish time. And obviously I know self-development now is becoming a lot more mainstream and more people are talking about it, but still, it's still not a huge thing that people are talking about as much as it should be spoken about. So I just believe that if I've got the knowledge and the experience to be able to help at least one person, then that is one person better helped. And I like to think that they can, if they're in a dark place or going through a bit of a rubbish time, that they can kind of find a bit of light at the end of the tunnel and know that they're not alone.
And is that where the motivation to study the life coaching course came into it and kind of help other people?
Yeah, definitely. It just, when I came across it, I was like, this is like meant for me. It's destined. And, you know, regardless of whether I'm doing it now or not is irrelevant, because the things I've actually taken from doing the course has shaped my ability to be able to speak on certain topics, which I'm really grateful for. But yeah, that was definitely the motivation to do the life coaching.
And without delving into like personal history and stuff, can you share how your current journey or experiences influence the messages that you're putting out on TikTok? So is it that when you, because I've seen a couple of your videos and I know that they can relate to kind of what's going on in the world at the time. Like I know you did some stuff over the Christmas and around relationships coming into the new year, and I know we've got Valentine's Day just around the corner. So like how do you decide what to put into your videos and what the content you're creating?
So a lot of my videos just come from whatever's on my mind at that moment. I go for like walks and then I just think, if I'm thinking something and I'm telling myself it, for example, I've just been through a breakup, and as much as it was awful, I kept telling myself everything happens for a reason, I'm on the right path. So then when I was walking on my walk, I thought there's got to be other people that need to hear the same thing. So it's almost like the content I create is almost like what I'm also telling myself, which then means I'm able to come across passionate and authentic, because I feel like I'm speaking to myself in a lot of ways. But in terms of like thinking about upcoming content, I just like to think, so like you said, I did some content around Christmas and coming into the new year and how you want to set goals. That's where I feel like then I tap into my life coaching side, and I think, right, if I was coaching someone and they wanted to create a goal for the new year, how would I help them? So then I'd create a video on that. But yeah, and going from a breakup has given me floods of content, because I've been able to speak on that, which a lot of people have been able to relate to and been like, oh, it's so nice to hear someone else is going through the same thing.
And in terms of the goals that you set yourself, did you set yourself New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions, or are you steering clear of them at the moment?
I set myself a few. I set myself some TikTok ones just so that I can keep motivated, but that's looking good. And then my own personal ones is I want to be more intentional. So when I set myself an intention, it can be as simple as I'm going to go to the gym tonight, sticking to that and not just bailing at it last minute because I can. Like, just being more disciplined has been a New Year's resolution for me.
And authenticity is crucial in connecting with an audience. How do you ensure that your TikTok videos and content remain authentic? I know you spoke about it comes from what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. How do you make sure that you're looking after yourself for a start? Because I know that when we share content online, sometimes it can be triggering and also have an impact. So how do you look after yourself? And how do you like try and remain authentic and that you're not just saying it for views as some people do?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think because I have such a passion for it, I think with authenticity, it's your why. And when I started TikTok, I asked myself, why am I doing this? And I was not doing it for the views, for the followers. My why was to inspire people. So that really helps me stay authentic because I'm not thinking when I'm recording a video, is this gonna, you know, go viral? I'm thinking, how is this going to best help the person watching it? Obviously, to some extent, I am thinking I need to make it have a hook and, you know, so it actually performs well on the algorithm. But that just obviously comes with being a social media manager. I'm able to like have that ability naturally. But it's just about me being passionate. But in terms of what I do to make sure that I'm feeling good, because I know you can't, if you're not feeling good, there's no way that you can help other people. I really love to journal. I like to get what I'm thinking down. I do shadow work and stuff like that. I do meditation quite often, which is another good one. And I've recently started doing ice baths, which has been amazing for my mental health and making me feel really good. So I love
doing that. The idea of an ice bath like scares me a little bit. Like, I get scared in the shower when it goes from hot to cold really suddenly. So the idea of getting into an ice cold bath sounds horrible.
It sounds it, but honestly, your body does something else. When you sit in the cold water, your body goes into shock, which I get sounds scary, but you get pumped with like adrenaline, dopamine, and you start to warm up and then you feel really good afterwards. But it is the craziest thing ever. But every time I do it, I'm like pumped.
And when you're journaling, do you find that you're just writing organically and you're just talking about the day, or do you need structure in your journaling?
So I will journal if something's triggered me. And I think when you're talking about journaling, I think people can get overwhelmed and not know where to start. They think it can be like a diary, but journaling and writing a diary to me is two completely different things. Journaling is all about focused thinking. So you are homing in on a certain topic at that moment in time, and that's all your brain is focusing on, what you're writing down. And it's scientifically proven that when you are writing it down, it goes into your head more, which is why when we're younger in school and you get told off by the teacher, they sit there and say, write, I am sorry, I am a good person, I will not do that, and you write it over and over again. It actually has scientifics backed up that does actually positively impact your mind. So I've journaled, if I'm feeling, let's say I'm feeling insecure because of my breakup, I would focused thinking, journaling, write things that are opposite to me feeling insecure and write positive affirmations. So I am loved, I am beautiful, I'm kind, and just write them over and over again. And it works wonders. And if you do that consistently, you will find that you start to, in your day-to-day life, remind yourself these things, and it's then training your subconscious, which is then where the work is, and it's magic.
I was watching a video by Mel Robbins, and she was talking about this like theory called the Let Them Theory, where like I am someone who always thinks and worries about what other people think about me. So when I heard this, I found it really helpful. Like, just let them, like, if people are going to judge you, they're going to judge you. Just let them. You worry about you and what you're doing. I know that's hard sometimes. Like, I will always, even if I let myself just be myself and not think too, like, always in the back of my head. But like, I found that really helpful, especially like with like things to journal about and stuff, and like realizing that, like, yes, I can experience these things, and my values and my beliefs and how it impacted on me are important, but I shouldn't necessarily worry about what other people are thinking or judging me based on how I've seen that experience. Because I think, especially when you're journaling, it can be quite like you're having to relive that trauma and that experience over. Mm-hmm. And I find it really helpful, like, writing down three good things that have happened each day, like a gratitude journal. Like, I'm not always the best at it. Like, I'll go, like, through, like, it's like a New Year's resolution. I'll be like, I'm going to do it this year. And I'll get 4 or 5 days in, and then I'll stop, just because I'll get, like, so worked up about, like, having to think about three good things that have happened each day. But I think, yeah, it's, like, not attaching too much emotion or too much thing, like, to it. Like, it can be simple, like, having enough water or going for a walk or something like that. Things that you don't think you should be grateful for.
Yeah, you know 100%. What I mean? Definitely writing gratitude lists. People think that you're talking rubbish when you say, write down 5 things you're grateful for. People think, me included, I used to think it's a whole load of waffle. I was like, that isn't possibly going to help me, but it just does. And then I also, what I love to do is when I'm driving, I will always say positive affirmations to myself. I will look around me and be like, I am so grateful to be on this earth. Because I am. And then just saying it out loud tells your brain that you're just loving life.
Who are your, like, who do you look for inspiration in terms of, like, content creation and in terms of, like, that motivational element of what you've been talking about?
You know what? There's a few girls that pop up on my TikTok that obviously I think are great, who share similar things to me, but I actually don't know any of the names. But who I do love, Vex King. I don't know if you know who Vex King is.
No, look him up now.
He's a diamond. He wrote a book called Good Vibes, Good Life. And when I read that book, that was the first self-development book I read. And it made me realise that everything he talks about in this book, I had taught myself without knowing anything regarding self-development. So it kind of just reaffirmed everything that I'd been teaching myself, but also then gave me extra golden nuggets of amazing things to take with you through your life.
And the final question I kind of ask people is, if you could speak to your younger self or your older self, what advice would you give yourself? So you can either go back in time or forward in time. So imagine you've got, like, a time machine and you can go in either direction. Where would you go and what would you say to yourself?
To my younger self, I would say, you are heard, you are seen. I know that the people around you don't truly get what you're going through, but, like, you are seen, you are heard. And honestly, the person I am today, like, my younger self needed so much. Like, I just needed someone to be there for me and tell me that it is going to get better. I'd say to her, stop trying to fit in with people that don't see you for who you truly are. Like, the people that are not very nice about you behind your back, just, it's not worth the time. It doesn't matter if they're the popular ones or whatever. Those people end up damaging your mental health so much. It's not worth it. If you actually open your eyeballs and look around you, you've got so many people who genuinely love you for you. And if I'd realized that a few years ago, it would have saved me a lot of hassle and a lot of trauma. However, I'm very grateful for what I've been through, because I would not be the person I am now if I hadn't have got to the place I was. So I'd just tell her that you are fabulous and that it does get back better. And if you could see me now, you'd have an absolute fit.
I heard this thing that Simon Sinek once said. It was about starting with why. And so, like, companies who do well, or people who do well, they start with the why. So sometimes companies will focus on the problem, and then they'll look at the how do we deal with the problem, not necessarily the why, and then it comes organically. And I relate that to a lot of life and what you're talking about with kind of the journey you've been on and the impact that things have had on you and stuff. And I think, like, it sounds like you're going back to that why all the time. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to help people? Why am I trying to be more positive in my own life, but also educate other people on the tools they can use to help themselves? Yeah, but thank you very much for speaking to me today, Sophie. It's lovely to chat to you.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.